A word for you from Acts chapter 5 verse 4. While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And of course, if you know the story of Ananias and Sapphira, he fell down dead. And soon after that, his wife too. Now, there are a number of lessons to be learned, and we've looked at the leaven of hypocrisy, living up to your name. They had beautiful names. We have a wonderful name of Christian, which literally means little Christs, or at least in this generation, we are known as followers of Christ. Are you living up to that name? And then, not trusting your future with God, as Ananias and Sapphira held back. And then acting like a pagan, not believing that God is all-knowing. Here, though, a very important point is pointed out by Peter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he points out that there was no law that declared that they had to give, even though in the previous chapter it says that the Christians were of one heart and soul and they brought whatever wealth to share with others. There was no compulsion. Don't believe tele-evangelists who say, bring your money to me and God will make you rich. There is nothing like that in the Bible. So Peter points out, he says, did it not remain your own? It was your own. There was nothing telling you, nobody in the church, and I certainly did not tell you, I, Peter. And then he says, after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? Previously in this story, it also uses the word in the Amplified Version, conniving. In other words, it means the cunning working together. It is a planned, purposeful deed. And they actually tried to hide from God. They didn't believe that God sovereignly knows, and that he is not only omnipotent, but he's also omniscient and omnipresent. He is everywhere. He knows everything. And yet, they thought they'd impress the church, and especially impress Peter. But it was a fatal deed. Dear friend, let's take to heart the story recorded for us in the Bible. Let us not hold back anything from God. We're not under compulsion to give all our money away, but we are under compulsion to surrender all to Jesus Christ.